Vancouver. British Columbia Premier David Eby says he heard devastating accounts of anti-Semitism from the Jewish community and has vowed to work together to root out the problem. Eby met with leaders of several Jewish groups on Friday and said afterwards that anti-Semitism exists in schools, in civil society, in private employers, and I believe that people have had anti-Semitism experiences within the government of BC Public Service. The premier said although none of the cases relayed to him by the Jewish groups have been reported to the province, he knows from personal experience as a human rights lawyer that people may be incredibly scared to come forward. If you have had experiences like this, bring forward your concerns, Eby said. It will be investigated and they will be addressed, and we will root out these issues. As for the province's directive to public servants on speaking on issues such as the Israel-Hamas conflict, Eby was firm. The message for the public service is really clear. You need to leave your politics at home. In a joint letter issued after the meeting, the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, the Rabbinical Association of Vancouver and the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs said the groups want to see more concrete actions to address rising anti-Semitism in BC. The groups have been critical of Eby's government since former BC New Democrat Cabinet Minister Selena Robinson quit the party on Wednesday, citing anti-Semitism among her colleagues and indifference to the problem. We appreciate the first step taken by the premier today, the group's letter said. Now he must make amends for the harms he has caused and address the alarming increase in anti-Semitism in BC with concrete action. The letter said the way Robinson was treated has sent a chilling message that anti-Semitism is tolerated in BC, and added to the Jewish community's sense of vulnerability after Hamas's deadly attacks on Israel in October. History has repeatedly shown us that hatred targeting the Jewish community does not remain directed at Jews, but spreads across society like a virus, the letter said. Robinson resigned from her post as the Minister of Postsecondary Education last month after saying modern Israel was founded on a crappy piece of land in late January. The remarks sparked outrage from pro-Palestinian groups, who called the comments racist and Islamophobic. Robinson, who is Jewish, cited anti-Semitism in the NDP caucus in her resignation letter. She is accusing seven former colleagues of anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic comments. Eby has said he disagreed with Robinson's characterization of what she saw, but said Friday that the accounts provided by Jewish leaders were so serious that they must be addressed. The premier said he was told of students being asked by a grade school teacher to self-identify as Jewish, then told to explain what Israel was doing in Gaza to the entire class. In another, the premier says a student was asked to sit out in the hall for creating a disturbance, after countering a teacher's opinion on the conflict between Israel and Hamas. These are devastating incidents for parents that expect, when their kid goes to school, the kid is going to be safe there and supported, Eby said. He said he has committed to BC's Jewish community to protect those who have experienced anti-Semitism, and is asking anyone who has complaints to come forward. Vancouver police said in January that the Israel-Hamas war fueled a record-breaking year for protests in 2023, while also giving rise to cases of anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim acts. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 8, 2024. Chuck Chang, The Canadian Press.